Good afternoon. On a day like today, I got to think about good buddy, old friend Tom Moore. Days like today, he'd always say, "You got to love it," and you got to love it when you're preparing for a team and you're getting out of the kind of the routine of camp, and you're preparing your guys for a specific ball game. So it's good to be preparing for today for the San Francisco 49ers. A good physical football team that runs the ball and throws it equally as well. And as we all know, the quarterback is going to be a challenge, getting him on the ground and defending him in the pass, and also those two running backs that they have. So it'll be a very good challenge for us all the way across the board, run, pass, and just playing assignment football.
With that preparation underway, what's the value of seeing Kaepernick, seeing their offense, seeing the intricacies of that read option at this point and getting ready for it?
It's a dry run through for what the season is going to be like. I think the option game is here for at least another year, and we have a lot of the teams that we play are have it in some shape or fashion on their in their offense. So it's good for us to test run, test some ideas out, test some things out that we'd like to do, and kind of see how they fare without it counting. So it'll be good for us.
What specific offense here, at least another year, because defenses have to prove they can shut it down before it disappears?
They do. If the defenses don't, and then they prove it as a proven weapon that teams can go in and use it as a weapon to win ball games. So until you shut something down, it's here to stay. So I do know it's here for this year, and we'll see how long it stays in the NFL.
Knowing how much you'll see it four times during a regular season, how much film have you poured over and just trying to analyze and what you have to do to stop it?
Yeah, we looked at it in the off season, but also with that, you don't want to fall into the trap when you actually count the number of times that play comes up. It isn't as much as you'd like to think, but the same token, you don't want to let it. If they run it four times, you don't want it to be four touchdowns or four big plays. So you do have to pay attention to it. And teams, if you don't stop it, they'll run it again and again and again. So you do have to make sure you shut it down, but not at the expense of stopping a team's bread and butter type plays.
What areas will you judge your guys on Sunday as you go into that?
The same ones, even though we're talking about the option football and the zone read and those types of things, we still want to be stay to our core values, which is, are our players playing smart? Do they recognize situational football? Do they recognize the situations within a ball game? Are they playing disciplined? We always talk about being a disciplined football player, hitting your gaps, playing assignment football, no pre- or post-snap penalties, that type of thing. And then are we playing fast and physical? Are we more physical than the team that we're playing against? And really, are we living up to the Viking standards of running to the ball, hitting, and creating turnovers? So those three things are really what we want to judge our guys against.
People always talk with the read option about once defensive coordinators have an offseason to study it and learn how to prepare for it, that it'll slow it down. What do you think the big thing is that you can gain from it after getting time to look at it and prepare for it?
Really just making sure that letting our guys know that it's a facet that you don't want to just not pay attention to. First of all, you don't want to get caught up in the trap that's all they do, and also making sure that guys are taking care of their assignment, whatever that is within the zone read, and then running to the football. So if you just take care of your assignment, some of the guys that are running are good enough to beat their guy that's responsible for it man-to-man, so you still want to get 11 hats to the ball, but after you take care of your assignment.
Is Sharif's injury going to set him back, just kind of preparing for his first season as an NFL player?
Not quite sure about that just yet. The one thing that Sharif is doing, he's studying tape, he's paying attention out there on the field, he's listening to the veterans in terms of what they're saying, he's studying at home. You know, he's doing everything that he's supposed to do to get himself back. But the one thing that he can't do is just see the live rep. So we're just going to have to wait until he can get back on the field to do that. And then once he gets back, he's just going to have to work himself into seeing those blocks that he'll see in the ball game. And we'll see. I do know this, though. When he came in, he was he didn't play and he didn't practice like a typical rookie. He was a little bit further ahead. When he had a problem, he solved those problems and he moved on, and he did it quickly. So I expect that he'll be okay, but he's still a rookie. So we'll just make sure we get him up to speed once he can get back on the field.
Does an opponent like this give you a good barometer to see how the communication is with some of the young guys in your secondary, just with all the different things that San Francisco could throw at you?
Yeah, not any more than any other opponent. They don't do a whole bunch in terms of shifts and motions and that type of thing. You will see some unbalanced. You will see some a few shifts and motions, but nothing exotic. Not a whole bunch, but I should say not any more than any other team. So we're still looking to see what type of communication that our guys have and see if they can execute their assignments based on the looks that they get.
Are you using the Bostic fine as a teaching moment with your players to remind them about, you know, using the crown of their helmet to tackle and just what it could do either in a game? There was no penalty on that particular play, but it did cause a $21,000 fine.
Yeah. You know what? They come in the guys come in, the NFL sends someone in to talk about the referees, to talk about the safe way to hit and what's going to be a fine and what's not. And our players have done well to adjust to the new rules that the NFL has and also with being able to tackle and being safe. So with that, each and every day our guys are – being schooled up on the fundamentals and making sure they're keeping the head and the crown out of contact and making sure they're keeping themselves safe as well as their opponent. So I think we'll be fine with that. And I think our guys have adjusted to what the NFL and how the NFL wants us to play.
What was your initial intrigue with Bobby Felder a year ago, and where is he now as he goes in this third ball game and a key sort of evaluation point for him?
Yeah. I think Bobby's an instinctive football player, but also Bobby's still learning this. Even though he was on our team last year as a practice squad player, he still didn't play a whole bunch. Bobby was injured last year for some of the camp. So this is still Bobby's first year, so to speak, being able to get live reps. So I'm not going to put too much on his plate, but I have high expectations for Bobby. He's a good football player, and he's a physical football player also, and he has extremely good ball skills. So I'm just waiting to see how he's going to do in the live situations. I'm a wait-and-see guy, so I'm just going to wait and see how he plays. But in the back of my mind, I do have high expectations for Bobby.
His versatility an asset?
It is. You know, we were joking over there, the more you can do, the more you can do, and the longer you stay around. So versatility is always a plus.
With the backup safeties, obviously you're set with Jamarca and Harrison up front. What's the pecking order? What are you looking for from those other three guys at this stage?
Yeah, the same thing we talked about before. Can they play smart? Can they? And safeties, that's real important because they're – their extension of the Mike linebacker, their extension of the play calling, so to speak, the checks that we do. So can they play smart? Can they see and talk and communicate to the rest of the defense? Can they make us right in terms of the calls? Safety's got to be tough. They got to run to the ball, and they got to be the show – the characteristics of our defense, which is that we got to play fast and physical, and they got to be disciplined ball players because they're the last line of defense. So that's kind of what I'm looking for from them specifically. And then can they make plays? You want safeties that can be playmakers without giving up big plays.
Would you lobby to keep five or?
I'd like six. We'll see. It just depends on how the numbers shake out, where you keep in terms of linebackers, D-line, and the offense also. So I'm a team player. I know that if we're scoring a ton of points, then we don't have to defend. So if we need some extra receivers or or extra running back or whatever. We do it as a team, so we'll see how it shakes out, and I'm sure it'll be the best for the team.
As you've had a little more time to evaluate Josh in a couple quarters of preseason, how has he looked in that slot corner position?
Much more comfortable, and really much more comfortable than I previously thought, because he had never been inside before. So to his credit, he's really working at it. He's coming along faster than I even think that he thought he would, because he hadn't been inside. And I think he's embracing it and liking the position in terms of the what we allow him to do and the plays that he can make. So I feel good about Josh being inside.
What's your impression of the progress that Mahdi and Hodges have made in the preseason?
Good, but I still don't think quite there yet, and that's to be expected with rookie guys and rookie linebackers, because especially with the Mike position, where you have so much responsibility on you in terms of the play calling, in terms of the checks, and even a good Mike linebacker can make a coordinator right. And so that's what we look for, that when I mess it up, that they make me right. So, and he's heading in that direction. Mahdi is a natural linebacker. And, you know, I throw that word out there, and I'm not sure if I can define what a natural Mike linebacker is, but he is that. And Hodges is an athletic, physical linebacker. So they're coming along, but they still need more reps. They still need more seasoning. And they still have a ways to go. So I feel good at where they're at right now, but they still have a ways to go.
What do you mean by if you mess up, they can make it right?
If I send in a call that may not exactly be what we had practiced or what we want, or for that situation, they'll say, you know what, coach has talked to me about this, and I know that this call, we may not want this front with this coverage, and they can make you right. So, or it could be a situation where a two-minute situation, and they can make a call without me having to send one in, because we've talked about in this situation what we actually want, what coverage, what front, and they can go ahead and make the call. So they're heading in that direction. But with that, it takes some time to also know, hey, this is what coach wants. This is a situation, and I can go ahead and make that call without it coming in, because we may not have time. So Aaron is at that stage where he knows what we want. The younger guys may not be right now.
Last one, Coach Williams. Whatever Dawkins. We haven't heard much about him at all during camp.
Excuse me?
Everett Dawkins.
Uh-huh.
How's he looked?
Looks good. Looks good. Learning. A little bit different from what he did in college, in terms of what we're asking him to do, to penetrate, to get up the field. So this is going to be another test for Everett in terms of what we're asking him to do. Coming along. And, you know, sometimes that may seem like it's a slight on the guys, but it takes a while to feel comfortable with what guys are with what we're asking guys to do. When you're in college and you get habitized for 4 years, those habits may not be easily broken in a month or two. So usually the better the player is at college, the more habitized they are, and it takes them a little while longer to get them out of those habits. So he's coming along.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, guys.